Welcome to the ADRC Insider here on Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
Good morning, listeners, and welcome back to the ADRC Insider right here on WOMT, broadcasting live at 1240 AM and 107.9 FM. Don't forget, also streaming online anytime at WMTRadio.com. We got Wendy back in the studio each and every week with us. Good morning, Wendy.
Good morning.
How are you today?
You know, I'm doing really good. How about you?
No complaints. Always enjoy the time that we have together here on the radio. Five minutes goes by quick, but
very quick.
You know, it's an opportunity for us to connect and talk about what's going on over at the ADRC Insider and all that kind of good stuff.
All that good stuff.
Hey,
yes.
Wendy, today we want to talk about Mental Health Awareness Month because that is what the month of May is.
Yes, it is.
So let's talk about the importance of this. I personally feel that you know, in the past couple of years, it feels like we've been able to talk more and more about mental health, which is something that hasn't really been talked about much in the past.
Yep. I would say that's probably something that stemmed from COVID. That was one good thing, that we did start to realize that mental wellness is important and that it can start to begin to affect our physical well-being if not cared for, right?
Yeah.
So there were a lot of efforts made. Though we don't do direct services at the ADRC, we partner with and stay connected to those in the community that do, because we want to get people connected where they need to be. And that is an aspect of somebody's wellness that can't be overlooked. We can't just serve the physical. We have to make sure they're also receiving what they need on that end.
Yeah.
Painting Pathways, a great resource in our community. It's a clubhouse. They're a great support. They offer programming and just a way to connect, right? That if I could give anybody just one simple bit of advice, it would be make sure you're not isolating yourself in those moments where you may be in a depressed state. What I would say, you don't necessarily need to be diagnosed with depression to be in a depressed state.
Yeah.
And to avoid letting that spiral into something worse, make sure you're connected. Ask yourself that. Who do I have that I can connect to? Who is my person that I can reach out to? That is just so important.
It is absolutely important for all of us to have that community of people in our lives that we can lean on, that we can go to when we are feeling happy and when we're feeling not happy, shall we say, and everything in between.
Yep. And really that understanding of knowing it's okay to not be happy. I think sometimes we feel, we look around and we think, well, everybody else seems so happy. There must be something wrong with me. Mm. If you're having occasional sad days or just not feeling your best, know that that is okay. It's an emotion, right, that we all feel. Just maybe try to figure out not how you're not going to settle into that too long.
Well, and I also think it's important that we are able to name the emotions, that we're able to name how we're feeling. Mm-hmm. Because I think once we're able to dig deeper into that, we're able to then work through whatever emotion may be struggling or whatnot.
100%, yes. And also, I want to mention the 988 line. I was going to say crisis line, but it's not just for crisis. So know that that could be your reach out. So 988, super easy to remember. I think it was a fabulous idea that should have been thought of many years ago. We understood that 911, right? You ask any five-year-old, what does 911 mean? Emergency. They're going to know that, right?
Right.
What we want, we had these very long crisis lines, like an 800 number. Who's going to remember that in crisis, right? Or when they're feeling down. This 988 number, amazing. So you might have seen some Do It for Hunter promotions, things out in the community. It's a nonprofit. Easter eggs were hidden with some of these numbers, things like that, out in different pathways, walking pathways, areas where people could grab them. So know that, just get that in your mind, 988, right? Or hand it off to somebody that you know might be struggling. It's an easy number to remember even when we're under distress.
Yeah, absolutely. Wendy, time is running out here. I think mental health is something that we could talk about for hours and hours because I think it's so important to continue to build support and awareness for mental health. Time is running out. How do our listeners reach out to you at the ADRC?
Okay, they can reach out to us at 920-683-4180. And if you are looking for a counselor, go to Psychology Today. There's a whole bunch of counselors on there in your area. Great way to reach out and find people. Also visit our website and our Facebook page.
Awesome, Wendy. Thank you for your time and thank you for the conversation. We'll talk to you next week here on the Lakeshore's Good Neighbor, WOMT.
The Aging and Disability Resource Center of the Lakeshore is your bridge to support. Tune in again next Monday morning at approximately 11:30 for an all-new episode of the ADRC Insider, or download the podcast anytime at seehaferpodcasts.com. You're listening to WOMT Radio, a Seehafer broadcasting station.